If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
La bonne nombres hombres, upon his time.
Okay, good yonder, good yonder, my beautiful friends. You know, today is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer has so much meaning, millions, millions of meanings. But the most important part of Lag BaOmer is that today is the day when Rav Shimon Yochai left the world, and he really didn't leave the world. He just, whatever you say is wrong. Let's say before, you know, Rav Nachman says when a person leaves this world, it's the same room. It's just from one corner of the room to the other corner. But I want to share with you is, before he left, on that day, he gave over the deepest secrets of the world. And I'm sure most of you know that when Yeshua had the battle, Shemesh be given dime, the sun just didn't leave, because Yeshua said, wait, we got to finish the battle. And on the day when Rav Shimon Yochai left the world, also, the sun didn't leave, because Rav Shimon Yochai hadn't finished giving over all the secrets yet. So it was a long day. You know, friends, how many of us, the day is so short. The day is so short. You know why? Because it's void of secrets, void of depth. And when the day is full of secret, ah, the day is so long and so beautiful. Just now, Rav Shimon Yochai, I want to share with you a Chassidish story fast. You know, everybody knows that time is so deep. Sometimes time is meaningless, and sometimes, ah, time is so deep. A minute wasted is meaningless. A minute spent with somebody you love, or doing something you love so much, ah, so deep. So here's the story. The Heilige Stretner, the Heilige Rabbi Judas Stretner. You know, when he finished Yom Kippur, you know, imagine ordinary people, Yom Kippur is over, let's say, 20 minutes after 7, they run out from the synagogue, they eat, then they go for a walk, they come back, they eat again, and then they go to sleep, and before they sleep, they open the window and look out. That is the time when Heilige Stretner began to daven Nila. And who knows when he finished. Okay, and he would come in, because he prepared himself so long, he would only come in about 4 in the afternoon to begin to daven Shachris. One Yom Kippur night, the Heilige Stretner announces, this year is a special year. We will finish Yom Kippur exactly like everybody else, 20 minutes after 7. So the Chassidim assumed that means he'll start very early. Made a mistake. The Heilige Stretner comes in exactly the afternoon again. And we have 3 hours, this just doesn't make sense. But now open your hearts, friends. The Stretner begins to daven Shachris, and suddenly look at the clock, It's 7:15. The clock stopped. The clock stopped. He davened Shachris maybe for who knows how many centuries. Then he davened Musaf, Mincha. Ne'ila was, the Chassidim could swear it was 500 years. And you know, at the end of Ne'ila, when you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the clock begin again. And it was 7:20. And the Chassidim knew, I mean, this is most probably a week later or something. They went out to see, the synagogue on the other side. They just finished. It was exactly 7:20. But you know what the Stetner did? He took out his whole community out of time. You know, everybody talks about outer space. Out of time. It's so deep. You know what the specialty of us Yidden is? Out of time. You know, a Jew needs a different watch. A different watch. I mean, if you need it, buy yourself a watch, but there's another watch you have to get in Yerushalayim, the holy city. Different time orientation. And the story is that, you know, in honor of Shimon Yochai, all the great tzaddikim, all the holy people were his pupils. You know, the Zidit Shoiva would sign himself, Zvi ben Feige, pupil of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The story is, that after the Lublina passed away, one of his greatest pupils, the Eira Meir, came to a kretschmer. And, you know, the Meir was so holy, so exalted, so the owner of the kretschmer says, I have a very special room for you. And he brings him in, ushers him into a beautiful room. And there's a big clock hanging on the wall. The Heilige Eira Meir couldn't sleep. He walks up and down all night long. And you know the little wooden houses? You walk right, the whole house bends right. You walk left. Nebuch the Kretschmer, Nebuch Yidele was thrown in his bed from left to right. He couldn't sleep either. Finally, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he decides, no use crying. I might as well make some tea and bring it to the rabbi. He walks up to the Heilige Eira Meir. And he says, Rebbe, I'm so sorry you can't sleep. Is it because you don't like the bed? And he says, no, the bed wasn't even touched. He says, Rebbe, why can't you sleep? So the Eira Meir says to the Kretschmer Yidele, forgive me for asking, but isn't this the clock of my holy master, the Seer of Lublin? He says, yes, but I didn't steal it, God forbid. He says, his son was here for a few weeks, and he had no money to pay, so he gave me the clock until he'll come back to redeem it. But what does it have to do with your sleeping? He says, let me tell you. There are two kinds of clocks in the world. An ordinary clock, ordinary watch. You look at the watch, 1, 2, 3. You know what the watch says to you? 1 hour less to live. Another hour less to live. Another hour less to live. So you give up and you go to sleep. You think, well, it's no use trying. But you know, the Seer of Lublin's clock says, 1 hour closer to Mashiach, another hour closer to redemption, another hour closer to everything holy and beautiful. You get so excited, you can't sleep. So friends, today is Reb Shimon Yochai's Yahrzeit. I bless you and me and all of us. I bless you with both. We should have the power of extracting ourselves from time sometimes. You know, how come we Jews waited for the Messiah so long? It's not so long. If you're out of time, it's 1 minute. It's 100 eternities. But above all, friends, I want to bless you and me. Every hour we should realize we're getting closer, 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 closer. And I once walked on the beach in Tel Aviv. And I saw a young man sitting there crying on the beach. It was late at night. I woke up to him and I said, why are you crying, my friend? He says, you know something? I have everything. I have pleasure. I have everything. I have money and I have everything. But I also have a soul. And I don't know what to do with it. You know, tonight is the night when we all are crying, Master of the world, I have a soul. What should you do with it? So here comes Rav Shimon Yochoi and puts under our nose the deepest, holiest, most glorious book in the world. The Heilige Zohar Kodesh, the book which makes the world shine, which makes us shine, which gives us so much glow, so much depth. And I want to bless you and all of us. Our souls should be shining. And we should have the privilege of walking on the street. And anybody we see, we should give them over the glow, the deepest glow of the world, the glow of our own souls. Okay, now, friends, listening, can you just get behind the wheel? Can you start clapping and wake up? Let's go. Change your clock. Which key are we playing in?
Let's go! La 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 la
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Yeah? I'm so glad that all the holy ladies get up to dance. Thank you so much. I just want to tell all my holy sisters, I'm sure Reb Shimon ben Yochai is proud of you. Because there was a time when, sadly enough, and it'll take us a long time, us men, to holy sisters, we didn't give our holy sisters a chance really to learn properly. And thank God, God is opening gates for our sisters, for our mothers, mamash, to be part of the deepest part of the Torah. And anyway, thank you for dancing. Friends, give me good harmony. Let's go to F. Friends, could you give the biggest hand to the beautiful musicians? They're the best. Of the chorus here.
Da 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 da
Friends, I think I shared with you, with some of you, the way we chant the prayers on the high holidays, the Holy Baal Shem Tov says, this is the only thing which you remember from the Holy Temple. You know, when I put on film, I don't say, Master of the World, I'm ready for the Holy Temple. I'm sure it's important, but we don't say it. There's only one mitzvah we are doing, and right after I do the mitzvah, say, Master of the World, take me back to the Holy Temple. So we count the Omer. You know what it is to be in exile? That for me, one day is like the other. One minute is like the other. Just pushing my day through, pushing my night through. I'm doing nothing wrong, but life is not exciting. Life is boring. And you know, my beautiful friends, there were moments, days when we could have fixed the world. When we could have fixed our own lives, but we're just in exile. We didn't even feel it. But when I count the Omer, as the master of the world, I'm counting again. I'm a free person again. I know what precious moments are. When the moment of redemption comes, master of the world, I'm ready. You know, between people, do you know how many husbands and wives could have made it if they would have watched those moments when they could have fixed their lives and be close again. Between us and the world, you and I know the sad truth. There were such great moments when Israel and the world could have made peace. We didn't watch for the moments. We didn't count the day. So before we count the Omer, I just want to sing a little bit from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and pray with you for peace, and then we'll count the Omer. And it'll be so beautiful. Join me. You know what Rav Shim Ben Yochai says, the first sign of a holy person is that they're full of joy, full of life. You know what holy means? That whatever you do it with all your heart, with all your mind. You know what holy means? Holy means, why is God holy? He's always there. You know what holy means? I'm always there. I'm always there when someone needs me. You know what a good friend is? You call them up and say, can you do me a favor? And they say, can you call me back in 10 minutes? Right now I'm busy. You know what a holy friend is? I need a favor. It's done already. You don't even have to ask. You know, friends, you and I, we need holy friends, we need good friends, holy moments. I want you to join me. You know, friends, I'm sure it's clear to you and me. Can you imagine if all the Jews in the world would be the way God wants us to be? The world would be ours. If all of us would be shining with holiness, with sweetness, if all of us would shine with God's oneness, if every human being who would see us on the street would run after us and say, hey, you know something you want to know so badly. Can you give it over to me? What a world.
Peace in every land, peace in every land.
every street. Let there be peace. Let there be peace.
Just one more tear. Just one more prayer. Just one more song. Let there be peace. Just one more day. Just one more sunset. Just one more night. Let there be peace. Join me. Just for my children, just for your children, just for of God's children, let there be peace, let there be peace.
Temple, and to serve you.
man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
And now everybody knows that Rab Nachman, the Heilige Rab Nachman of Breslev, also considered himself a personal pupil of Rab Shimon Yochai. And if I may, and I want you to sing me. Rab Nachman, Rab Nachman, Rab Nachman says, a holy master, Rab Nachman, a holy master, Rab Nachman says, in order to serve God, you have to learn, you have to know three lessons. The first lesson is, you have to learn how to walk. You have to learn how to stand. Join me, learn how to stand. Learn how to walk. When you do a mitzvah and you do something good, you're walking in God's way. When you're praying, you stand before the one, before the only one. But only those who are walking know how to stand. And only those who are standing know how to walk. So sing with me, Reb Nachman says, learn how to walk, learn how to stand, learn how to stand, learn how to walk. This is the first lesson. The second is a bit harder. Learn how to fall and to get up. Learn how to fall. Learn how to fall and to get up. So Rab Nachman says, if you are falling, don't be sad. You know God is teaching you how to get up. Because if you don't fall, how could the one, the only one, teach you how to get up? So Reb Nachman says, the holy master Reb Nachman says, when you're falling, let your heart be filled with joy. The one, the only one, the only one who knows, the only one who can teach you, shows you how to get up. So join me, Reb Nachman says, learn how to fall and to get up. Learn how to fall and to get up. Third lesson is the hardest. I have a feeling it's you and me, it's all of us. What do you do when you're falling and you can't get up? What do you do when you're falling and your heart is so broken, your spirit is so destroyed? There's nothing to hope for, nothing to look back to. What do you do when you fall and you can't get up? So Rab Nachman, the holy master Rab Nachman says, in the meantime, keep on walking. In the meantime, keep on standing. In the meantime, join me, keep on walking. In the meantime, keep on standing.
In the meantime, keep on singing about singing. In the meantime, keep on praying. In the meantime, keep on loving.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.